No, I don't think so, but Buxton's, I think they make something like a jacket or something like that. You know, you see those Buxton jackets. Those Oklahoma people, you know, they still in their ceremony.
Yeah,
yeah,
they used to make whole dresses out of
it. Yeah,
clear
down
to
them.
How did they used to have
rabbits? Oh, with sticks, clubs, bow and arrow. They were good at it too, those tomahawks or what do you call them? They all circle around, you know. And then get those rabbits and jackrabbits in the middle and they Now I really use that when the gun is dangerous. Somebody might be shot. But those people who used to use bow and arrows and sticks for hunting. They sure know how to hit those, you know, even if it's running.
I guess all that kind of was lost after the gun came.
Oh, yeah, everything was lost. After the guns came in.
Did they get guns from the Spanish or the Anglos?
I think from the Spanish and Anglos. Way back, when I was a kid, I had one of those old-fashioned guns. I don't know where my father got that, but it was an old, I don't know what happened. If I had known better, I could have saved that thing for souvenir, you know. It's one of those powder con guns. You put that powder in. And then you put either a paper in there, and then you push that paper down into where the powder is. I think that's the way it used to work. Because I did used to use it. And then after that, you put in pebbles, stones, little stones, you know, so much. And you put another, either paper or, and you pack that down in there. And then there's a cap that comes where it lights that cap. It's got, you put that cap in there, and there's a hole through there where the powder is. And after you pull the trigger, and that hits that, and I guess it lights that what you call it, powder, and that goes off.
And all this, the pebbles too.
And all the thing just has to be pushed out, I guess. That was the old-fashioned kind, you know. I used to use that in the early days before, and then the shotgun came in, you know. And then the other kind, 30-30, all that high power. So Indians, they know how to use everything. Gun. But a city boy or city, they don't even know how to use a gun, some of them will get.
No. Well, I guess almost nobody knows how to use a bow and arrow, you know.
There's few that still these days. Send a mingle that go around selling these bow and arrows. It's just a you know, cheap kind of, just for souvenir. But the real regular kind is different, you know.
Do you know what kind of wood they used to make the bows out of?
Oak, I think. Something hard, you know.
Those little small oaks that are growing in there?
Young oak. Same way the arrow. Well, small ones like that, you know. And they have to be stringed over different ways. If it's a little bent, you have to, you know, work it till it gets straight. So, that's the way the life of the Indians, I guess. You know what time is it?
It's 12:10.
You want to stop? Stop it.
That was too long ago,
remember? Probably so, and I haven't heard no stories about. The only thing I knew was that they said that the Conadas and his soldiers, or his men, came through here at this monument here, Koala Room. But this was no fort then for him. They came across the river somewhere.
The Spaniards.
In searching for gold, these people weren't interested in gold. They didn't have no use for gold, and they even then, if they had gold, they don't know what to do with it. The only thing they care was about their food, I guess.
Did they make turquoise jewelry then?
Well, necklaces like that, out of shells, you know.
Where did they get shells?
I don't know. Probably out in the ocean, I guess.
Did they trade with the Indians?
I guess they trade with the Indians, some of the Indians, you know. But Coronado came through here. I know they came through here, that's what the old people used to tell. They came here, and there used to be a trail leading to the old Pueblo through here. He wants me to take him out through there, but I haven't taken him out through there. There used to be a trail that leads from here, where his soldiers, you know, went down. You know, just a little trail, shortcut through on up there and into the old village, and maybe to Zia, and maybe to Hamish. And then from there on, I don't know where they went. They're back to All Spirit to Santa, I guess. I don't know from there where they went.
Were the Pueblos all where they are now back then?
The Pueblos were there already in 1540. Thank you, because they knew that. They saw those Spanish came through there. They were going to have some kind of a warlike or something like that with the San Andreas and Venus.
The Spanish what?
The Spanish soldiers. So they got together up here at the hill. Going up the hill. Have you ever been up to the hills on this football? After you climb up this big hill, and then you start going down, you know. And that big place up on the hill,
yeah,
they got together there.
What was that place called?
I don't know what they call that place. But they got together there, and the soldiers were there, and somehow they had a talk there, and they didn't fight then, but then they took some of our little Indian children, you know.
Mm-hmm. The Spanish?
The Spanish.
And took them back?
They took them back to Mexico or someplace, I don't know.
Mm.
But they had a guide with them.
Uh-huh.
They sent one man to get those children. And what they told them, that they were going to teach them religious things, Catholic religious or something like that.
That was, I guess, before they built the churches here.
Before they had the churches built, so they took them down to Mexico or Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy went along with them. He stayed there with them for about a year or so. And finally he came back alone.
Hmm.
He didn't bring the...
Was he an Indian?
He didn't bring the little children back. He left them down there.
He was an Indian?
He came back along with a big... big bag of... paper, documents, or I don't know what else.
Hmm.
But he left the kids down there in Mexico. So there's some of our people down there somewhere.
Hmm.
Probably they don't know where they came from or probably might, not unless they were told through by a word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I'm telling you right now. That's how the old people used to say that they took some of our children down to Mexico or whatever.
Mm.
The Spanish came to teach them religious, Catholic religious. And after that, I think the priest then came up and started to build these churches.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Did they build churches at all the pueblos?
All the pueblos.
Mm. At about the same time?
Well, not at the same time, probably. After one church is built, and then the other, and so on, I guess. Because in those old churches, there are big, thick walls and big beams like that.
Mm-hmm.
They get them up at the mountains, drag them down by ox. They had ox then, I think. But later, this old church was rebuilt again.
The one at Santa Ana?
Mm-hmm. They put in new laquillas and new vigas and like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put roof and paper on it. But the old village was like straw and mud.
Mm-hmm.
We drained rich lots.
When all the Pueblos, when all the Indians rebelled against the Spanish, did they burn down the church?
There was no church then.
There was no church yet.
No.
Hmm.
Just lately when they built these churches and then teach them religious, that they're supposed to be Catholic and they're supposed to be baptized and all that, you know. But the Zunis and Hopis, they don't. They didn't want to be Catholic, so they didn't force them.
What about
they built that church in Zuni.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that old wall still standing there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want it. They built it, but they didn't make no use of it.
What about the Indians here? Did they want to accept the Catholic religion?
I think they did. So that's the way we got our religious, the Catholic religious. But still we have our own religious, still,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I guess the Spanish tried to wipe out the old religion.